preach and teach the word of God. That there are things in my life that are simply that people wouldn't understand, but God says, I understand it. And when you let it go, you place it in God's hand and never pick it up again, because God says, I will forgive you of whatever your faults and frailties may be. That's the God we serve. My brothers and sisters, all of us have failed in some way within our lives over the years, even the past. I'm not perfect. And we won't see our failures recorded in history because man doesn't see everything that we do. We won't even see it, my brothers and sisters, on television. But these failures, my brothers and sisters, are recorded in the hearts and in our minds. For one of the things that I know is that the enemy always like to deal with our mind. Pastor, you did this when you were 10. And look what you did as a teenager, and look what you did in college. And he always brings up the things of the past. And I say to you today, let it go. For the Lord has made provision for everything that we've done in life. Maybe for you, it is a memory of how you failed in a particular relationship. You made the wrong decision about someone and did wrong things, and that relationship ended. And some who are parents probably know that you failed your children in some way, but you won't admit it because you love them. Because now we see sometimes they go wayward and they don't do what we expect them to do. Our expectation, Ken, as a young father, is that you got to bring up that child in the fear and admonition of the Lord, so that that child will have deeply rooted grounds to move closer to the Lord. And God holds all of us because we stood up as a body of believers and say, we do. And God said, I remember that acknowledgement to the babe and to all that we bless. My brothers and sisters, God knows. And in God's word, what he is saying to us today is that we must not allow ourselves to be bogged down by our past failures. We do not have to dwell on our past so much that it stops us from moving forward into the future of what God has for us. And so, saying that, secondly, let's see what the second one is. It's we examine ourselves in a new year. Commit yourself to give up your grudges. Commit yourself to give up your grudges. In Colossians, we hear of the second examination I believe God wants us to overcome in our life. If we desire to make the year 2023 a significant turning point in our life, it states in Colossians 3:13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Let that resonate, because grudges hurt, and grudges can be detrimental. Did you catch that examination? Because this is an examination. I'm continuing the examination from last night, because we need to go forward and not backwards, forgetting those things which are behind, and press forward to those things which God have sanctioned, declared, and decreed for us to do and know. Or according to his divine word, so that we might be better stewards of his word and have an accountability to what God have sanctioned for us to know and do in life. And the moment we are able to do what God is explaining for us, we can grow as a body of believers and move forward under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age, that we were better stewards of God's word and all of the things that God have in store for us as believers. We are family. You missed it. As believers, we are all family. And we should treat one another with kindness and grace, God's unmerited favor, God's inexhaustible supply of goodness, grace, God's redemption at Christ's expense. God is in those words. And God in those words is challenging us directly and personally to give up our grudges. Give them up. That's what he means when he said, forgive each other. Christ came forgiving the world, and we can forgive one another. But you don't know what this person did to me or said to me. And the Lord says, you don't know what you did to me, how you hurt me, how you walked away from me, how you turned your back against me. You don't know how you went away from my father, and my father had to send me to come in the fullness of time to help you. You don't know how you hurt me when I left my royal place in heaven to come and save you. And the Lord is saying, I need you to give up on those things that hurt others, because I came and I took away your hurt, your punishment, and your pain. My brothers and sisters, we need to forgive each other's whatever quarrels we may have against one another. We are to forgive each other. This goes two ways, not just one way. It goes two ways. My brothers and sisters, a grudge is a deep, ongoing resentment that will cultivate in our hearts against someone else. A deep, ongoing resentment that will cultivate in our hearts against someone else. Brother Gaines, a grudge is an unforgiving spirit that leads to unforgiving attitudes and unforgiving action. God is talking to the house. A grudge is an unforgiving spirit that leads to unforgiving attitudes and unforgiving actions. Now I know you know what I'm talking about. How many people have been hurt by the things that we do, the things that we say, and our actions? Because harboring grudges, Antioch, is all about nursing a dislike for someone. What we need to understand is that grudges are dangerous because they are destructive. Grudges destroy marriages. Grudges break up families. And grudges ruin friendship. Grudges, my brothers and sisters, can even split churches. You've seen it right before your very eyes. First Baptist, Second Baptist, Third Baptist. Grudges split churches. And Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, not yours. But because we have differences of what we say and what we believe, we sometimes fight and we wrestle with one another simply because we don't understand the precept and the concept of what God is doing. In this dispensation, right here, right now, in this time, in this age, God is speaking to the house because grudges are detrimental to the success of the church. Let's be honest enough to admit that one of the problems of the church in general is the grudges that Christians hold against one another. I want to tell this morning, if you know you are holding a grudge against someone, then God has something to say to you. He's saying, give it up. And then let it go. Give it up. And then let it go. No mistakes about it. If we keep harboring a grudge, then it will eventually destroy you. If you keep harboring, holding on to it, it will then destroy you. If not physically, but certainly emotionally and spiritually. It will make you bitter and a twisted person. The book of Job in chapter 21, verses 13 through 21, describe people who have no happiness at all. They live and they die with bitter hearts. Do you really want that to be the way you are remembered? Do you remember the parable in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, where Jesus told or talked about a servant who was forgiven of a debt that he owed by the king? And then the same servant who had been forgiven a debt that he owed refused to forgive someone who owed him a smaller debt. And Jesus said his unforgiving spirit landed him in prison because he refused to forgive someone else's debt. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And then lead us not into temptation, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. God is watching in a new year our character and our conduct. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking directly to our hearts. One of the theologians by the name of Max Lacaconda makes an interesting comment in his book where he says, unforgiving servants always.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.